Welcome to the Tuesday Afternoon Show. I'm your host, Robert Tomlinson, and I am really happy to have Rick Jacobs in the studio with us. Hello, Rick. Rick is saying hello to Fawn and Frank.
Thank you.
I'm good. So let's pose that question to you while you're sitting here, because you got to hear it. Who do you want to bring to town? Who's your imaginary person? Anybody you want. Who's coming to Catskill? Via Rick Jacobs.
I think Abraham Lincoln should come around.
Oh, see, that was on my list. I'd love to have Abraham Lincoln in town. What a good idea.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that would be terrific. Well, thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
We have a specific task in front of us. You're going to tell us a little bit about Mike Points and Kelly's Ride.
Okay.
So let's start at the beginning of this. So how did this start, and what is it?
Well, 4 years ago, I had a small business on Main Street, and Kelly had a store across the street called Natalie's Nook.
And what was your business?
I had the chocolate shop on Main Street.
You had a chocolate shop?
Yep.
Did you bring samples?
No.
Rick.
We don't have it anymore.
Neva and I need this mid-afternoon hit.
We're all crying because
yes. Fawn is in tears.
My list of things we need, a new chocolate shop.
A new chocolate shop. Okay, we'll put that on the list. Thank you, Fawn. All right.
Anyway, Kelly had a business across the street, Natalie's Nook, restaurant, cafe, where the Taste of Catskills is now.
Okay.
And, you know, she became friends with a lot of people on Main Street. She was very friendly, very upbeat person.
Mm-hmm. How long did she have her business?
She was there. She was on Main Street for years. She started out down by the Greene County Savings Bank corporate office next door, and then she moved up here. So anyway, in 2014,
she... I know, it's amazing how quickly years go, huh?
We became aware that, I became aware that she had contracted pancreatic cancer.
Mm.
And so I wanted to do a fundraiser for her. And so I approached her, and, you know, I'm a motorcycle enthusiast, so I asked her if we could do a motorcycle run in her... for her benefit, and she agreed. She said, "I don't have a problem with it." So I took it and I ran with it. And the very first year, we had it on Main Street, and of course, I've never done one before, and it was a success. We raised a little bit of money.
Okay, well, let's not skip over that. So we said, because what a great thing that you took on. This big thing for the first time. You'd never done it before. So it's out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
But you had a commitment and a passion to do something, and you did it.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
So monetarily, it was a success. I ran into some hiccups. You know, my timing was off on certain things, you know, arrival of everybody opposed to the band starting and things like that.
Oh, now I should mention, you have a lot of experience because you work for the police department.
Yeah.
So you're used to working in the public in some way.
Yeah, I've been a public servant here in Catskill for 30 years.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So you're taking on this big public event.
Yeah.
You put it on.
We had a success, but we had anywhere from 50 to 60 motorcycles participate. So the second year, Kelly was not doing as well. She rode with us the first year.
Hmm.
The second year, she was too sick to ride with us. And she told me that early on. And prior to our event was in July, I believe. And she passed away like 2 or 3 months before that.
Mm, that must have been heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was. And a lot of people were heartbroken over it, you know. So,
and I assume family and children are involved, right?
She was married, yep. She's married to her husband, Jamie. They had no children.
No children.
And Kelly was actually from out Midwest somewhere. Mm. And she wasn't a hometown girl, but she fit in perfect, you know. So anyway, I decided the second one was going to go on, and we did it in her memory. And we ended up with, I think, just about 100 motorcycles that year. And we moved it from, that was the year that the Dock Street Station down in the Point opened. So we had it there.
So let's. I want a fuller picture because I need help with this too. So we started at what place?
Main Street.
Main Street.
Oh, you mean that event?
For that event. Okay. Right. So you started Main Street. You have about 100 people on motorcycles.
Yeah. Well, that particular year, we started at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Ah, okay.
Because I wanted everybody to be able to get coffee in the morning.
and you're a chocolate guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And we took a ride. All our rides average about between 100 and 110 miles. And it's usually throughout the county. You know, we go up the mountain and, you know, through these small towns, Prattsville and Windham and stuff like that.
And so when you did this and you arrived at smaller communities, did they know what was going on? Were they like surprised and taken aback?
No, because there's a lot of motorcycle rides in the summertime. So it's not unheard of for, you know, 100, 150 motorcycles to ride through a town. They may not know specifically what it's about, but we make a few stops. We make two or three stops during the ride. And, you know, some of the local, like last year we used the Prattsville Hotel. You know, it's a small community. It was pretty much taken apart by Hurricane Irene and Sandy. And, you know, they could use a little boost. So we stopped there for a half an hour, 40 minutes, and they treated us good. You know, they gave us some finger foods, and then we moved on, you know.
And so are people sponsoring each individual rider, like per mile? Or how is it a fundraiser? They just pay a fee?
It's a fundraiser because each biker pays a $20 fee. Okay. Each person pays a $20 fee. And that money is used, goes to our benefactor. Mm-hmm. And
So in her case, it was help with medical bills.
Yes. The first 2 years, we gave the money directly to Jamie and Kelly. On the third year, I was asked I should keep it going because people thought it was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Were you enjoying it?
I was. I enjoyed putting it together, yeah. You know, and I like to see things grow, you know. I wanted to come up with an organization that would receive the money. So I approached the Greene County Women's League, which is a group of women the organization's been in existence, I think, for 40 or 50 years.
It's a nonprofit?
Yep, nonprofit. And their sole purpose is to raise money for cancer families in Greene County. And they help with, you know, whether it's be medical bills, co-pays, maybe a hotel bill if you need to be paid. And they helped Kelly. So I thought that was a good idea. So most of the women are elderly women, and I had to convince them that, you know, because when they hear motorcycles, they kind of go into a panic, you know. But with my background, and I convinced them to let us do it. And so the third year, last year, they were the benefactors. We held it. We started at Dutchman's Landing last year, and we had sponsors for breakfast. Registered everybody. We left out of the park with 108 motorcycles and over 130 people. So then we ended up again at the Dock Street Station. We had a big barbecue at the end. We had some music and, you know, had a good time. And that money went to the Greene County Women's League. And last year we raised $5,000.
Wow, that's impressive.
So this year I'm hoping to... Yeah,
so when is it this year? Let's get dates.
It's coming up. It's May 20th.
Okay.
And
that's a Saturday?
It's a Saturday, and we're meeting again at Dutchman's Landing. We're meeting at 10 o'clock.
If someone wants to participate, should they contact you, or should they just show up with the checkbook?
If they want to participate and they ride motorcycles, they just show up at 10 o'clock, they register, and they're good to go.
Great.
If we also take walk-ins, and the barbecue is going to start at 4 o'clock at Mike's Point. Now, the Dock Street is closed, but I am personal friends with the owner of the property. He's let me use the property, and we're going to have, a full-blown barbecue. We have live music, and we're having a pig roast and turkey fry, and everything from the food to the music, everything is donated. Almost every restaurant in the town of Catskill donates food.
Isn't that just amazing?
I have some what I call corporate sponsors, you know, some businesses that donate just checks. This year we stepped it up. We stepped out from just hot dogs and hamburgers. We're going to roast a pig and turkey fry. And I get a lot of help from the Catskill PBA. They help me.
So that starts at 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 in the morning.
And it ends approximately 4 o'clock?
The barbecue starts at 4.
Okay.
The ride's going to finish around 3, 3:30. Mm-hmm. Barbecue starts at 4. We're going to run till 8. And, you know, we have a good time. You know, I have Lex Gray playing. Mm-hmm. I have Alana Wild from Wild Blue playing. I have Guilty Pleasure playing. And they're all donating their time and their music.
And what's your goal? Are you trying to up? You trying to get to five again, or you do think you'll do more?
I'm hoping that we don't do any worse. this year, I had to take on the music issue because you know the restaurant was closed, and you know, but we pulled it off. And I think I actually have a team meeting tonight when I leave here. I'm going to go to a team meeting and give everybody an update. But I have a slew of volunteers that help. I have a slew of people that that donate. Again, I was going to say that we stepped it up this year with a pig roast because I had some assistance from Shook Insurance Agency and Pattison Koski, Howe and Bucci. Accounting firm.
Okay, good.
And they paid for the pig. So, you know, and I got the roaster. Everything, it didn't cost me, you know, very little this year. I mean, the bigger you get, you're going to have a little expenses.
Well, and also it's a bigger task to coordinate everything.
And I would like to see this thing grow. And part of the reason that I am glad that I'm on your show is because, you know, Catskill has grown itself. And there's a lot of new people in this community. And a lot of the new people don't know the locals. And this would be a perfect opportunity. They're welcome to come down to the point. We'll take walk-ins. Mm-hmm. It's a $20 fee for all you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
There's music. And, you know, you can mingle with people, meet people. And it's a good time. All these people pretty much behave themselves. They're not, you know, it's not a motorcycle gang. It's just people that like motorcycles. And I know there's a lot of people that don't like motorcycles. But, you know, it's for a good cause.
Right.
And, you know, I defend it all the time.
Good. Well, I look forward to you coming back in, and we'll obviously for next year we'll do it again, I hope.
Yeah.
And hear about how it went. But before you leave, I want to ask you a personal question, because I'm always interested in the human being behind the project. You've spent your life in service to your community, decades. Mm. It's a big deal. What does this particular project do for you privately? What happens to you? I mean, it's an incredible thing that you're giving this, you're providing it, you're organizing it. It's very selfless. I mean, but what happens to you inside yourself?
Well, it's a sense of accomplishment, you know, to help somebody or help other people. Mm-hmm. You know, I helped Kelly and her husband when Kelly was still here. She's gone. I can't help her anymore, but I can help others.
Right. In her memory, frankly. Right. It's a kind of a homage to her, really. Yeah.
And I probably wouldn't have done it for any kind of large national organization. I like the fact that the Women's League is from Greene County. They help people in Greene County, and it's for cancer. So, you know, it's a real sense of accomplishment and gratification that I get out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's different. I mean, when I was a police officer, I've organized many picnics and clam bakes and whatever for the PBA, but it's not the same as, you know, pulling everybody together and getting 150 people together for the same cause, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the businesses in town have opened up their checkbooks, they've opened up their kitchens, and I fed over 200 people last year because there was another thing going on down there at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Over 200 people last year, and I still had food I had to discard.
Mm.
So, and it didn't cost me a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, it's quite a legacy. Rick Jacobs, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
Such a great
much.
Pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll be on again soon. We'd love to have you.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.